The young Minnesota Timberwolves are here to stay. George, I'm going to give you one fake stat, one real stat, and you're going to have to guess which one is real and which one's fake.
All right, let's do it.
Ready? All right, we have stat number one. Anthony Edwards is the quickest player in NBA postseason history to reach 600 points, 100 rebounds, and 100 assists.
Okay.
Stat number two. Anthony Edwards and Jaden McDaniels are the third youngest duo in NBA history to each have 20-plus points in an elimination game.
I'm going to go if the second one is real.
The second one is real.
All right. That was like too specific for me. I was like, you know what? The first one, he's probably one of the youngest to do it, but you probably found a stat that he's like the third youngest or second youngest to do it and just made him the first.
He's the fifth quickest player in postseason history to reach 600, 100, and 100. Only LeBron, MJ, Luka, and T-Mac did it in less games.
All right, well, so, that's great.
Pretty good company. But I did find an entry, Anthony Edwards and Jaden McDaniels, the third youngest duo in NBA history to have 20-plus points in an elimination game.
Good for them. Future's bright in Minnesota for sure.
It's bright as hell. Let's do a Minnesota Timberwolves quiz, George.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Speaking of young players and what's happening with the Timberwolves, I thought it'd be fun for you to try. I think it's a little harder than we would realize is the 10 regular season scores in Timberwolves history.
All right. How long do I have?
I'll give you like a minute and a half max. But because you're going to get five or six of them quick, and then there's going to be a couple that are just.
All right.
So top 10 Minnesota Timberwolves points leaders of all time. I'm going to give you a minute and a half.
All right, let's do this. We got Kevin Garnett.
He is number one.
You got Latrell Sprewell.
Latrell Sprewell is not on the list.
Oh, wow. All right, Tom Gugliotta.
He is not on the list.
Wally Szczerbiak.
He is seventh.
Okay, shit, this franchise has not been very good. Is Carl Anthony Towns somehow already on the list?
He is number two all time.
Wow, that's crazy.
What do you mean somehow? He's been on them for nine seasons.
All right, what's his name? Kevin Love.
He is fifth.
All right, man, the Timberwolves, this history is very, very difficult for me. I do not, is Stephon Marbury on the list?
He is not.
God, man, Minnesota.
You have Kevin Garnett, Carl Anthony Towns, Kevin Love, and Wally Szczerbiak.
All right, so I got 4 out of 10. Bro, she just gave me the top five. There's no way I'm going to get 10. Like, I'm already, like, kind of blanking.
Okay, well, you have 3 out of 5. So who guess number 3 and 4. You have 20 seconds.
All right, 3 and 4. Did they have a guy named Mitchell at some point scoring a lot of points?
Correct.
Right? What's
not
his name
Donovan
again?
Mitchell, but Sam Mitchell is number 4.
Sam Mitchell. There we go. Sam Mitchell. And it's Isaiah Ryder on the list.
He's not even in the top 10.
Fuck. Marbury. Marbury. Marbury or whatever his name is.
I don't know who you're talking about, but no. Right. That's time's up.
All right. Who's the top 5?
I have to tell you the whole top 10 because it's very interesting.
Yeah.
It's Garnett, Carl Anthony Towns. Number 3 is Andrew Wiggins. Shocking.
Wow.
And Sam Mitchell, Kevin Love.
All right.
Anthony Edwards is 6th.
Already?
Wally Szczerbiak, Doug West, Tony Campbell, and Christian Laettner is their 10th highest regular season score in franchise history.
Okay.
In just 4 seasons, which is pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy, but good. Good for Christian Laettner. Jesus Christ, that bad history. And it looks like they're going to be turning it around here with this group, but bad history so far, to say the least.
It's pretty crazy bad history. Well, George, let's hear what you have to say about the good old Timberwolves, who are, like you said, changing the history.
Yeah, yeah, pretty simple. I think my opinion and opinion of the day today is no matter what happens Game 7 Sunday, whether they win or they lose, the Timberwolves are here to stay. Plain and simple. This team is going to be a problem in the West for many, many years. And this team is going to win an NBA championship as long as their core remains intact at some point, because Anthony Edwards is that special.
Yeah, I totally agree. My biggest concern, I'll tell you what the biggest concern is. It needs to be done within the next year or the year after, because there's a certain flow of this team that the way that it works with Rudy Gobert and Karl-Anthony Towns, and the way it works with Mike Conley, who's, you know, he signed a 2-year extension. He's getting a little older, though. And the defensive pieces that they have, having a guy like Jaden McDaniels, and having, you know, the Alexander Walkers and the young Anthony Edwards, who can still give 110% on defense while also giving 110% on offense. It's hard to keep that whole, what we're seeing right now, core intact. I feel like obviously Anthony Edwards himself in general has a longer window, but this specific core, I feel like, has this 2-3 year window right now, yeah. And it has to be done.
I mean, God, I wish I don't have to disagree with you, but I couldn't disagree more. Michael Jordan didn't win his first. I know you said this core, right?
But I said this Anthony core. I'm not talking about Anthony Edwards.
This core, Carl Anthony Towns is only 28 years old. He's part of a core. I mean, when I say core, I'm thinking Carl Anthony Towns, Jaden McDaniels. Sorry, him and Jaden Daniels from the Washington Football Commanders, whatever they call themselves. I'm going to get confused with forever. And Anthony Edwards are all under the age of 30. Now, if you want to just add the only one there, Rudy Gobert, he's 31. He can play another 5-6 years. He's a defensive player. Like, I feel like, look, Michael Jordan didn't win his first title till 28 years old. Anthony Edwards is 22. I feel like the core, other than Mike Conley, right? Mike Conley, if he wants to win a championship, it should be now. But I feel like as long as Carl Anthony Towns stays there and they don't, like, ship him to get him a different, like, you know, star, you get, and Jaden Daniels and Anthony Edwards, I think those are going to be, like, their big, like, their core three, right? Jaden Daniels plays deep. That is still going to be the most confusing thing for years to come. McDaniels, Daniels, Jaden. But yeah.
So yeah, He went to your alma mater. So you should know Jaden McDaniels.
I know. I wouldn't have this problem if Jaden Daniels wasn't the Heisman Trophy winner and got picked so early.
Still, he went to the same school as you. You got to know that name. It's easier.
Yeah, I know. I know McDaniels. You're right, man. You're right.
Okay, well. With all due respect to your spiel there, you're saying the same thing I'm saying, but we're talking about this core. I mean, at the end of the day, Michael Jordan, when he won his championship, it's not the same core he had in his rookie year. Right. When we talk about LeBron James winning his first championship at 28, it was a different team that he went to. If you talk about, you look at the Lakers with Shaq and Kobe, they had a 3-4 year span. The next iteration of the Lakers was a different core again, right? So I think we're kind of saying the same thing and the different thing at the same time.
Well, I have a question for you. I just really have a question for you to reiterate it. When you say core, are you talking about the actual core, like the big three, Daniels, Kat, and Anthony Edwards? Or are you talking about the whole team and like the role players? Because I think there's separate issues.
It's a mix. Like I mentioned, Mike Conley and Jaden McDaniels. By the way, eventually, everybody has another contract that comes up. Eventually, an injury happens. We have never, even the Golden State Warriors, what we thought was going to be like a 10-year dynasty, got shrunk down to like a 3-4-year dynasty with that team, right? Like, that they won one 2-3 years later. Like, I'm just saying, I think there's a big difference between can this star in Anthony Edwards specifically, who I'm talking about, win a championship in 7 years? Yeah, but in 7 years, I promise you the Timberwolves won't be Carl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, Rudy Gobert, Mike Conley, Jaden McDaniels. So I think we're saying the same thing in some ways and different things in another way. Because if you think about it, George, 5 years catches up quickly if you don't win a championship in those 2-3 year window. All of a sudden, 5 years, you're talking about a 33-year-old like Carl Anthony Towns and like a
I would love to, I just have to say, like, I couldn't hear anything you said there. I know maybe there's just connection issues, so that's why I was going like this. I just couldn't hear you. But yeah, I think we are saying about the same thing. But I don't know what's going on with your connection.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, now I can hear you.
I'm just saying that 5 years catches up quicker than you realize in life and basketball. All of a sudden, you're talking about guys that are 35 years old, not 28 years old or 33 years old. So it catches up quicker than you realize. Every team, we haven't seen any team other than the Warriors or LeBron James in the last as a team in the last 20 years. Like, actually, the Spurs, LeBron, and the Warriors. It's very rare. And like, then you go back to the Bulls, right? There's like 4 or 5 teams, and then you go way back to the Celtics that lasted for like a 10, 12-year stretch. So yeah. I feel like in the NBA, a lot of times, regardless, it's everybody has windows. But George, to your point, who knows? And I don't know what they're going to do. You never know if they make a crazy trade that works out or doesn't work out also. Like the Suns traded for Bradley Beal and it wasn't as great as they thought it was.
Yeah. And I think just in general, I think the whole, like, you know, just to wrap this up is I think we just both have different definitions of what a core is. Like, that's kind of the end.
I think there's different definitions of what a window is.
No, I think it's a core. Like you're saying, Rudy, I don't think Mike Conley is part of this core group. I think he's a chess piece part of a group. I think the core is going to be Anthony Edwards, Jaden Daniels, and Kat. His name is
Jaden McDaniels.
God damn it.
You're cut off for the day. We're closing George down
this
one. Jaden McDaniels is part of the core. I didn't say that the core is different, though. I'm saying window is different. Mm-hmm. They have a smaller window than I think people realize in NBA basketball.
Fair.
We are the Hoops on Tap channel, all part of the Sports on Tap network. If you want to see all of our stuff, including all our YouTube channels, our NFL channel, our personal channels, everything is in the link in the description. A bunch of links all lead to our channels, the other channels, whatever it may be. So check it out. Show us love and support. And we appreciate you. And George, you know what we like to say?
Thanks for stopping by.